This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Episode 2, 3 TBI podcast. Formerly Two Vegan Idiots. Still sort of Two Vegan Idiots, isn't it, man? People still refer to it as that.
But yeah.
We're back. Got in like tired, one tired member, one injured member today.
You broke your finger, did you?
Well, there's two chains of thought now going on the TVI.
Did you hurt your bomb hole when you broke it?
But basically, it's so fucking embarrassing. So yeah, we were meant to record last night. We were both a little bit tired. And then, but I'd basically fucked my finger up, so I was quite happy that I said, "Let's." Even though it's not like you need your finger to podcast.
No,
like,
exactly, man.
You know, I'm not a snooker player, but it just killed, man. Like, it's not bent or anything now. I don't know if you can see the bruising actually up on the thing. Maybe I don't know. I'm putting it on the camera. It's just bruised down the back of my ring finger. But
how did you do it in a deck chair?
My man, it was the most like when on the WhatsApp group, I explained to people what had happened. They said, "How did you do it?" And when I even wrote the sentence, I was like, "Oh fuck, man, what am I doing?" See, I was getting out of a low deck chair at
opposed to a high one.
Well, you know, there's two. There's these ones that you use for like watching shows. Like, you know, they're super high. But a normal height deck chair is like a chair height. There's these ones that are about 4 inches off the floor where it's basically just a backrest.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
So it's an outdoor production of A Midsummer Night's Dream in the Melbourne Botanic Gardens.
And you're screaming.
And luckily it was just before the show started. But I just went to go, I thought I'm going to go toilet quickly just before it starts. As I went to get up, my hand went between the two deck chairs, mine and Hannah's. And I just basically sort of bent it and put all my weight on my finger the wrong way, man. And it fucking killed.
Oh, shit. And, did you yelp?
I don't think I actually made an audible sound, but it was that thing where inside I was just like, And then it was just throbbing. Like, you know, it was fine. It wasn't like I could focus on the show. It wasn't distracting, but I just had this constant numb pain for the whole evening. And today I strapped it up. And I sent a photo of it on our WhatsApp group because there's a couple of medical people in the TVI WhatsApp group.
They say it's got to come off.
This isn't me saying this for any non-patrons, normal listeners, you know, just your regular run-of-the-mill TVI listener. But the patron WhatsApp group, which is even a spin-off of the Patreon, you know what I mean? It's its own entity. That it does definitely have benefits having, like, I don't know how many 120 people, whatever, in a WhatsApp group, because there are people that cover every walk of life. So when I realized if I just put a photo of it and say what happened, there's like two or three medical people in there, and I got different feedback. It's good, actually. I know normally you just ask them for money and food, but I am.
Food and hugs. Can you just put a blanket around me and tell me it's going to be all right?
sleep on your sofa for a couple of weeks. I'll sort you out after.
I'm in town, gigging. Just got all of my stuff.
That's when they're going to work and you're just sat on their sofa in your dressing gown watching breakfast TV in their shreddies.
Asking them to keep it down. Asking them if they can put the kids in the other room until the film finishes.
No, but yeah, it was. What I'm saying is there's loads of fun. It's obviously just quite a funny chat group, but yeah, the benefits, I put it out there and they've got a couple of good little sort of bits of advice. I haven't been to the doctors yet. One person did say you should go and get an x-ray just in case there's any serious damage.
Because it might grow deformed, eh?
Yeah, but because it's not bent, I don't think I've broken it. I think worst case scenario, it's a crack or and it could also be ligament damage, which is what one person said.
Can you move it? Yeah.
I can move it now, but it's still really stiff. Yeah. Like when I bend it, it hurts. It's pretty swollen. But one person said
it's probably nothing, you pussy.
Like,
oh, you've done nothing to it. What the doctor said? No, there's nothing there.
It's literally just a normal finger. What are you talking about? I might go to, if it's still really sore tomorrow, I think I will go to the doctors. But other than that, Midsummer Night's
Dream. It's funny when you really hurt yourself, and you've got. Was Twyla there?
No, it was just me and Hannah.
Because I've hurt myself, I remember Ren was on my shoulders once. She was about two. And I'm walking. I forget what I trod on, but it fucking hell. She's got no concept. She's like, I want to go with it. Because she's telling me where to go. And she's still having a go at me. My foot, I don't know what I trod on, man. But it was fucking killing. Or stubbed my toe or something.
I've had it with Twyla where we're jumping around playing. And she jumps on me and full weight lands on my bollocks and I'm just writhing around in pain and she just wants to keep jumping in it and you can't explain to a 3.5-year-old that you've just literally stamped on my bollocks so I didn't go to doctor's today, strapped it up, and then I went to the gym this morning. I didn't do anything that involved my hands But I, and then I went in the afternoon to one of them bounce, what are they called?
Trampoline parks.
Oh, mate, I took Twyla. Me and my brother-in-law took Twyla to one. And it's fucking hell. It's fun.
That's the most energy you can expend in your life is at a trampoline park.
We were both so sweaty and tired. Like, Twyla's obviously jumping around for 2 hours. Didn't even And me and my brother-in-law were just in pieces, man. I don't think I've sweat that much outside of a sauna in memory. Yeah. Jesus, man.
I don't know why. You'd think as you're just bouncing, gravity's taking care of it, but it's every muscle in your body, I think.
That's what it is. It's muscle, my back's a bit sore, even though I didn't do anything. At no point did I fall in any way that was strenuous on my back. It's just pure, constant bouncing.
We
kept going on the ones, the one where you run, and there's a big trampoline, and then you jump into a massive just air, fucking like an airbag. Is there one of them other ones you've been to?
I have,
that's fun, man.
I was doing that once. I didn't know there was a competition on, but I'm the only adult doing it. So I won the competition. I was like Rodney off Only Fools and Horses, but when they went on holiday, and Ren was like, yeah, but they did my name and that over the big tannoy in the O2 trampoline park. And I won a cake or something.
That's funny.
Did the furthest jump out of 7 4-year-olds.
Three times taller than them all. Oh, man. But yeah, but it's wild. It is wild fun. There was climbing walls at this one.
I mean, they're fucking hard work as well. Like, they're such good exercise, man.
Yeah.
There was proper pull-ups each fucking time. What I said,
but these ones, they were high enough that you had to have the zip line, not the wire, the cable. You'd be locked into cable and wear a harness. And I said, because I couldn't go on it because of my hand, but my brother-in-law was going on it, and I said to the like guy, "Is it? Can like she go on it?" About Twyla being free, and it's like they're literally just as high as they're about 30 foot tall. And he went, yeah, she can go on it. And so he just went and got a little harness and we strapped Twyla up and she just started climbing up it.
She can go on it if you don't care about her.
If you don't mind losing her, you know.
She doesn't know how dangerous it is. Sure.
She didn't go too high, though. You could tell once she got, like above the point where I could, I was whole, like, but just below her. You could tell,
but she's got the safety line there. It's fine, isn't it?
Yeah. I was totally happy with it, but...
We go to one around the corner. I do enjoy it, man.
Mm. Yeah, it's really fun. But I'd strapped up my hand so tight, man. So I was like, if I fall on my hand now, that's just going to be so much agony. It's like when I broke my arm.
You'd probably cry.
When I broke my arm snowboarding, and like, I could feel that I'd fucked it. I was like, I've either sprained my wrist or I've broken my wrist. And rather than just go and get on a ski lift down, I was like, I'll just snowboard really gently down. But obviously my head was all fucked because I was like in pain. I started snowboarding down, and about 3 minutes later, I just slipped on some ice and went down on my same wrist. I was like, I remember just lying in the snow for about 10 minutes, just like, oh no.
That's so horrible, hurting an already painful part.
Yeah, it was brutal, but that's what I was paranoid today, so I strapped it up. But yes. Anyway, what's been going on? You've been not sleeping.
Well, the night before last, I didn't sleep one wink.
That is, like, I mean, that is proper.
Not one second.
That's like proper insomnia, that is. That's like actual clinical insomnia.
Definitely. And I know why the pattern seems to be when I'm scrolling through, you know, them quick videos like TikTok or Insta Reels, like, and just watching.
Yeah, man.
Exercise stuff, prank, everything's changing, and I'm just
every
time I do
that,
I don't sleep the whole night, so I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah, you've got to just not. I mean, that's weirdly one thing. I'm very lucky. I don't ever watch those. Never watch reels. I never watch TikTok.
They really like appeal to my ADHD, I think, because it's just like bam, bam, bam. It's not like short form. You know what I mean?
Well, weirdly, I could do that on Twitter. I can sometimes find myself scrolling Twitter. Because I find little jokes and there's little bits of news and there's little like links to articles and stuff. Like there's something I can do it on Twitter and it annoys me that I can get caught on Twitter doing it. Like I fucking hate it.
I do the videos on Twitter, but, like fuck around, find out page. I like watching this. People messing around and getting injured. I don't know why.
It must be a mental thing of like I prefer, like I don't like looking at the videos. I've got no desire to look at videos. That's why I never watch YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, I much prefer just having little words things happening. I don't know what it is.
It's more beneficial to like words, I guess, isn't it? Because you're not the lights and all that, and staring at a screen. I don't know.
But yeah, you've got to not be. Don't be watching videos.
I need to learn to read.
Yeah.
Is that what those little drawings are? They words. I thought it was Chinese.
Those tiny little lines.
But they were little drawings of stuff. Little table.
Yeah. Oh man. But
little stick,
I mean,
drawings.
That being said, I've recently been watching some series of stuff, and I have found myself watching an episode before sleep, which is I don't love doing, but it's just I love the show so much. I'm watching have you watched Slow Horses? Have you heard of Slow Horses?
I've heard of it. Is that Julia Roberts?
No, man. It's Gary Oldman. Oh. And it's
I've heard of it, yeah.
It's an English spy drama, but it's very British, very like sort of, it's that really good British spy thing where it's very normal. Like everyone's just a normal person. But they just happen to be fucking, you know, people that are capable of murder and sort of spy shit.
I like Gary Oldman. Sometimes they get on my nerves, actors, a little bit. Like, I don't know, just...
What?
I don't know. Like, he's obviously a good actor. Like, in True Romance, he was great, wasn't he? But
he's in everything, I think.
He was even great, or like, all right, mate, anyone could do that. But like, do you know what I mean? I started to think, like, they're the gods, aren't they? Everyone sees them as like, they're on... And like, I don't know, like when they're sitting a round table discussion, have you seen those things?
No. But I mean,
like when actors are talking to actors.
No, I haven't seen any of it, but I know what you mean. Like, I've heard actors in interviews talk about
self-flagellating, you know what I mean? And like, it's like, oh, mate. But they're actually not even saying anything. It's just that their delivery is so perfect.
Yeah, I get what you mean. But I do. I also have I have so much respect for acting as a skill, as a
some
as
of them
a
I
thing.
Do. Philip Seymour Hoffman, I really liked. Yeah.
Yeah. So on that level, I think I've got so much respect for them. They can be as pretentious as they want. Yeah, you know, say what they want, man. I'm into it. Do you know what I mean? I've sort of got
I think in terms of their being like they can just be an empty vessel, can't they? For the script. But someone was saying they was on a set. I forget who said it. And like they were watching an act, like they're an actor, but they weren't like they were out of their depth. They're watching these brilliant actors on set. And the actor was like delivering this profound, amazing monologue. And it was really moving to the other guy watching on set. And he spoke to the actor after. He said, that was so touching. The actor went, yeah, was it? Look, like he was just a bit fit, but he could just. was it? Yeah, what time's lunch? You know what I mean? Like, that's nice shoes.
You don't think about that. You assume they're going to be
like they
totally
just
in tune.
It's like shapeshifters, aren't they? They can just turn off their whole personality and just deliver with 100% conviction.
Oh man, like
when
watching
most
that,
normal people are like self like you'd be in your head a little bit, wouldn't you?
That's
you know
the,
what
it's
I mean?
The
same, there's
it's
wrong with them.
Getting over that self consciousness is the biggest hurdle for any most people with any
that's
level
what,
acting.
That's what it is. 99%. Well, I'd even say it's 100% confidence. You know what I mean?
But I mean, then there's the people. Yeah, I think you've got to be able to get over that self confidence, the self consciousness, and once you can, you've got to then. There are people that are just talented, but there are people that just work so hard at it, they've just become amazing. But like,
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm
like,
sure that
sort of
Daniel Day-Lewis when they're right, the guy in there, like he was really drunk in this part, like looking around. You're like, wow, he's drunk at work. What a fucking god. You know, I'm rating the fucking cameraman on. Now they are. The Daniel Day-Lewis actually went to a school in Charlton, weirdly.
Did he?
Yeah, he went to like a normal. My children's mum's dad was in his class.
Yeah.
But it's a really rough school he went to, but I think his family put him in like a rougher school to kind of give him some experience in that because his dad was like a poet laureate or something. And
this is rude, man.
I know. How patronising is that?
If I had a posh rich dad and he put me in a shit school, I'd be fucking livid, man.
But how insulting is that to the other kids?
I know.
We want to mingle with you lot.
Yeah, he's wanted me to mix with the slugs, man, just to get
the slugs of society. No, Daddy, please! Papa, please! Get in there.
Oh,
and it's
man.
Like that bar in Star Wars.
Oh, man. Anyway, let's have a look
like,
at some questions.
I do like actors. I'll just go for a phase, I think, where I keep those round table discussions keep popping up and
stop watching them.
I
know.
The problem
isn't the actors, the problem is the shit you're watching, mate.
I know.
Let's have a look at some questions from yesterday when we got Josh had a question. He says, I was listening to the Have a Word pod and they had a section on men's play. i.e. childish things men do when they're in their own little world. Is there any times you
for
both
a start,
find yourself
he should have been listening to other pods. Can we take him off the Patreon list?
Yeah, I've just actually removed him from the page. He's blocked. Whenever
blocked.
I use a trolley...
Next question. No, really.
He says, whenever I use a trolley...
Shout out, have a word.
On it's a my, big shop. I can't help but whip 360s around the gaff. So I suppose what he means is like little... Like I actually do... I 100% do the... trolley thing, especially when I'm with Twyla.
Oh, I do that, yeah.
If Twyla's sitting in the trolley, man, I'm zinging it, doing loads of spins, and like I'm acting like a
I used
idiot,
to push
mate.
It and say, see you later to Red and walk the other way.
Yeah. I'm pretty childish. Even on my own, I just mess around and do silly shit.
I mean, I am, yeah.
So I think... there's too many to even think, like little voices. I'm always doing dumb little voices around the house and just talking shit.
I can dance and stuff as well sometimes.
Sometimes,
I don't know if
you
that's
know.
Childish or retarded.
You can't actually, can you? I've never heard. I've never heard anyone say it in it's American, isn't it? It's an Americanism.
Yeah, I keep hearing it lately on like
in England. Not on your public videos, online.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, on your videos.
It's the type of porn I watch.
God.
Treason.
What are you saying? What are you whispering?
I don't know. Sometimes I do like mutter under my breath when I'm out, though. Like, I just amuse myself for like, I don't know, it's almost like a bit Tourette, but it's just how I get through life, I think.
Yeah.
I'll just say, shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Like to myself, someone's, and I'm going, oh, really? Wow. Fuck off. Just shut up. No way. It's crazy.
Let's see what he's got. This question from someone from Jason. It's a 2-part question. It's a big old one, actually. Would you rather have a rewind button that allowed you to keep redoing events in life until you're happy with them, or a fast forward button so you could skip by anything you didn't want to deal with and not look
back?
This
is an obvious one, a rewind button.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads.
And remember to speak in a chill tone.
Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Would you?
Yeah. I mean, because otherwise you're losing life or you're gaining life.
I mean, I wouldn't want either of them, if I'm honest. I'm quite happy living just normally.
But, I mean, I'd love to have a rewind button, but it'd be like one of them films that ends up like just being the worst thing that you could do. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. For the sake of the question, if I had to choose one of those, I'd go rewind. Again, it's purely for time reasons. I don't want to just fast forward bits of life out.
I'm quite a nostalgic person, though. I'd like to have a rewind button, I think. But really? Just to go back and do things.
What would you change?
You could get more work done, couldn't you?
You wouldn't, though, because you're not going to change who you are just because you can go back in time. You'd go back and just watch more TikToks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not. This
go back
is the
and
thing.
Get the lottery numbers, start betting.
But I don't think you can use it for that. I think this is purely about your own decisions. I'd go back to before,
like, the Beatles and that and just write all their songs.
I think they made a film about that, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. I just copied a film.
I think it's purely about your decision-making. Like, I don't think you can do that. The question isn't a time machine. It's about you can only change things that you've done.
Yeah.
And I just think I'm not into that idea. I think that's, I'm not one of these nutters that's like, I've got no regrets. You know them people who say, like, I do think you're allowed regrets and to think I fucked things up, but I also
think it's foolish
to try and think I wish I could change it, because I think actually, unless I suppose it's about where you're at. If your life is in total shit, you're living in the gutters, man, and like then I can imagine you thinking I would like to change stuff. But if you did shit, you had some tough times, but life's all right, I think just take that as the win, man. You know what I mean? You got out of it.
Yeah,
that's my.
You could go back and see people again who we've lost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about, sort their will out and then fast forward.
You might see people you're glad you don't see anymore as well, and that would be bad. So
yeah,
I think just leave things as they are is my thoughts on this. And I've managed, there was like a 3-part question to this. I hear we, so this one is about, what if you go back to the end of your school days, what advice would you offer to your younger selves?
After school, so when you've left school.
If you did go back. I would have done things as sooner. As you became an adult, what would be your 18-year-old?
I would have started comedy quickly.
Julian.
Because what I did at that age, I just did what my peers were doing, into what they're, you know, you kind of follow your, think that's your limit, you know what I mean? Not that they did, you know what I mean? Like building site, and it just wasn't for me, really.
Yeah.
And I did that kind of labouring jobs a lot. I think that's good for you, though, in a lot of ways as well.
And, yeah.
I mean, there's obviously a well-successful route as well. I would have just got into, I think I would have just done what I did in my 30s, in my teens instead.
I wish I'd started comedy at like 17, 18, like some people. You know, I still started relatively young in other comparisons.
It seemed really easy back then as well at that kind of time.
There's about
4 comics in the country. All rubbish. Not really, you know. There was a lot of good, but like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, let's do this one. This is fun. What level of crime would you refuse to offer any assistance to a loved one, child, partner, etc.? All right, so if one of your children or a partner, whatever, asked you to get involved in a crime with them, what's the level of crime where you'd be like, I can't have any part of this?
I mean, I'd talk them out of it, any crime I get. Although, I did encourage a crime the other day, which I don't know. I forgot about that.
Without indicting anyone or getting yourself in trouble.
It wasn't bad. We were at a Ninja Warrior and they wanted an ice lolly. And I went over. And the cafe had shut. You know when the cafe's closed but the freezer's there?
Yeah. That's,
and we could see where this is going. I kept a watch out while
they jumped over
my
10-year-old
stabbed the worker 14 times in the chest. Just hacked at their heart with a letter opener. Wiped it and left it and we drove. No, and then she took a Twister lolly out of the freezer, but I said, go and do it quickly then.
Yeah.
And she did it. And she did it too coolly as well. She did it very well.
Really?
And I'm like, I said to her, don't do that again, will you? Like, and I had to talk to her afterwards, even though I just encouraged her.
Even though it was your idea.
I don't know if I'm like a bad, sometimes I feel like a good dad. And like, then I'm like, am I like bad? I'm taking her, Ren to Paris for Valentine's.
Oh, yeah. I remember you said
on Tuesday.
A couple of episodes ago we talked about
it. And it's such a lovely thing to do, like the memories. You know, we'll have an amazing time, like just one-on-one in Paris and going out for them. She's so excited about it. But I don't know. I mean, that's a good thing, isn't it? I don't know why
that's a lovely thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, it ain't cheap. Like, a Valentine's Day in Paris. So it's cost me like a bit of an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
But I'm just shaking that off, man. It's just, you know what I mean? It's just nice memories, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think that's a nice thing to do.
I'm really looking forward to it. I just feel like I spoil her. Like I do everything she says, basically.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing, really, though, is it? Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, there are times and again, not to be all fucking, you know, wanky about it, but like, you know, when they're young, you've got to bank all the time you can with them because they're going to...
And that's it as well.
They're
going
to get to an age
it.
When they're like, they just fuck you off and want to go and do their own thing. And
she's going to be the one looking after me when I'm old. So it's like, she's the most kind of empathetic and, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, but no, it is that, you know, I do think you have got a, sort of bank. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my parents, you know, my dad, I suppose, like, I spoke to him until I was about 15. I mean, it's just, you know, didn't spend any time together one-on-one or anything like that, so.
When I was 16, I went to Australia to live with my dad for 8 months, but, and it was, you know, I got trapped there, didn't I? I got a one-way ticket. Yeah. I was getting arrested and in trouble in England. So my mum said, go to Australia for 3 weeks. I went there on a one-way ticket because I had an Aussie passport. And then they said, oh, yeah, this is where you live now. So it kind of wasn't the, you know, it's a very difficult time being trapped there. And I had to work. And me and my dad were in the same room. He thought I was bringing money with me. And I had a tenner in my pocket. He was like, is this all she give you? I was like, yeah. We ended up at like the soup kitchen in Sydney.
Oh, man. We got to spend some quality time together.
Yeah, but it was, I did have a like a one on, I did get to know him.
Yeah.
When I was a bit old. He was always a bit of an ogre to me, you know what I mean? Yes, so I got that one on one. And he was a funny guy, and he was a fucked up guy. Like, that's, you know, actually, what I mean?
Weirdly, as much as I said, like, about not knowing my dad till my teens, it was earlier. Me and my dad lived together actually when I was 12. My parents split up for a year.
As a couple,
basically, because he couldn't do fucking anything around the house. Like, basically, my parents split up for a year when I was 12, and my brother stayed living with my mum. And then I moved in with my dad back in to the council flat in Tooting. And we just had this sort of 9-month period where it was just me and my dad living together.
Yeah.
And, like, it was the first time we've ever spent genuine, like, just me and him together. And, like, he didn't know how to do anything. Like, he couldn't cook, couldn't clean. Like, yeah. He was just like, he was a bit of like, at a point he'd sort of gone through quite a bad period of drinking and stuff. He was just getting over that and sorting himself out a bit, and he was on the dole. But we had this weirdly looking back now, I think it was quite a fun 9 months of, like, you know, I felt quite independent suddenly, just me and my dad in this sort of, like, you know, couple of geezers living in a house, even though I was just 12.
Yeah, yeah.
There was an element of freedom to it. Well, no, because, like, he didn't have a clue what I was up to when I was out and about and, you know, at school or nothing like that. So I felt very free at that period. You know, it felt like I was just
I got a lot from it as well. Like, I definitely, after Australia, I came back to England because I worked in McDonald's. Then I was outside the shops on the microphone, which was terrifying. Like,
yeah.
But I just had to do, I tried to stow away on a boat from Sydney. I planned a robbery. Like, I had a balaclava and a knife and that hidden in the I did actually do a couple of stupid things, and, like, I was absolutely desperate to come back to England. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I ended up I worked outside a shop on a microphone, which I wasn't. I was so introverted, and I just forced myself, and I grew up a lot there. When I came back, I was different. I had, it did help me a lot. You know what
How
I mean?
So I'm great.
I had my 17th birthday there. So I was like,
oh, so 16 when you went.
16. But even my birthday there, like, the no presents, my dad was, he said, oh, it's your birthday today, isn't it? And he was shaving, and he cleaned his shaving brush and gave me the brush.
Steptoe and Son, was that?
Yeah. We used to watch Steptoe and Son as well. It reminded me a bit of that. Like,
yeah, man.
We used to go, Harold, like, joking and that. He was a funny guy, though, when he was on form. He was really funny. But when when he was on his wobbles, it was just unbearable, man.
I
told him my PIN number. I don't know why, on my bank. And then my bank's completely wiped out the next day.
Oh, God.
It was so crazy. What was it? He was such a con man. He was funny.
Yeah.
We went into, like, the war veterans meeting he had because he was in the army.
Yeah.
And we went in there. He was only in the army 2 weeks and the war ended. And he was old when he had me. He was like 50 when I was born. He's sitting in the meeting and he's trying to get a pension, pension, and he's crying and talking about the war and, like, he lost friends and, you know, the beaches at Normandy and Dunkirk. And he was born in 1927, and everyone knows my age now. Can we cut that? But then, and then we come out of there, and it was like, you know, the end of Usual Suspects. He was just such a con man.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, it's fucked, man, isn't it? But it's quite, again, it's quite, it teaches you stuff, man. Like, you know, sort of my dad was always just getting like parking tickets and fines and like speeding tickets. And like, he just wouldn't let my mum find out about them. So I always had to pay them. Like, it'd always just be like, I can't pay for this, but your mum will know. So he'd be like, I was like 15, I'd have to pay it from my bloody Maestro card. And like, but then he'd be like, I'll pay you back, and just wouldn't pay me back. So it's like,
yeah.
Just about once every sort of month, I'd basically end up fucking getting done for like 50 quid by my own dad, because he was such a fucking...
I used to have to hide my piggy banks when I was the NatWest piggy banks. I used to have to hide them because my dad would steal. Like,
that is next level.
It was just in his nature. Like, he would just steal. Like, he was friends with this. He had a lot of friends in high places. Like, it was a weird kind of like, it's still a fiver, and then he'd be conning someone for like 50 grand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In these meetings, and we were at this millionaire's house in Sydney, like this mansion. It was an old friend of his, this woman, and he said to me, when I go in the other room, go down her purse.
Oh my God.
I said to him, no way. I was like, no way am I doing that.
What?
Like, and I was 16, and I weren't like a, you know, I was a delinquent man, but couldn't do, I weren't doing shit like that. You know what I mean? I was a little, I did crime for excitement and like fun and getting chases and like, I was like, wow. No way am I stealing off.
All right, that's good stuff.
She was like a film producer, that woman. She produced that My Brilliant Career. Do you remember that Aussie film in the 80s?
Don't know.
It was a big film at the time.
I don't think I've seen it. All right, let's do another question. Let's change up the topic. This is from Mike. He says, make underwear the burning issues of... Don't know what that means. But anyway, number one, do you prefer a looser boxer or a more supportive trunk or even Y fronts?
I like a supportive trunk, actually. Well, I've bought some that are a bit too tight. Yeah, I went for too tiny.
It fucks you up.
It's just a bit uncomfortable, isn't it? Especially I started to sleep in pyjamas now, which is way more comfortable.
It's not. Just it's the gross, bottoms, man. Though. Nah, I'm
what,
a bum.
Pyjama
I'm
bottoms?
Never, I'm just a boxer short sleeper, man. Like, I can't. I miss the days. Before we had a daughter, I miss the days. I used to sleep naked exclusively.
And
the fact that now I've got a child. Bloody hell,
on the streets.
Now having a child, I can't, you know, I can't just walk around with my knob out. So,
yeah.
But I really, really, that's one of the few things.
You've got to put some lingerie on.
But that is, like, genuinely one of the only things I miss from not having a child. Like, a lot of people miss their freedom and all that. I just miss not being able to sleep fully naked.
I don't feel comfortable sleeping naked for some reason. I have done, not many times, a handful of times, but, like...
Once it wasn't a lifelong thing. I didn't get into it probably till I was like 30 or something. But once I started it, I was like, I'm never going back. And then I've had to sort of park it until Twyla is old enough to know not to come into the room.
To know what a boner looks like.
But in terms of the boxer shorts, you know, they always say that it's bad for you to wear tight boxer shorts. You're meant to wear looser ones, right? So I did go out about maybe, I'm going to say, a year ago, and I bought 6 pairs of loose boxer shorts, like proper loose ones, man.
Mm.
And I've actually recently binned them off, and I've gone back to just a fitted jockey short.
And a luminous thong.
Gone back to some chaps. But
where did you buy your boxers?
I'm almost 100% by Bonds, which is an Australian brand. So I stock up when I'm here and I take them back to the UK. But they're really good quality. Like, they're ones that I know loads of people that have bought them in Australia and they now order them internationally because they're so well made. You know, they're fucking just good. They're made of good material. They're fitted nicely. They don't mess up. They don't lose their shape. They're just, they're consistent. They're obviously more expensive than a cheap one, but they're not. Yeah. Like, you're not paying shitloads. But, you know, they'd be, I'd say, you're paying the equivalent of probably 15, 20 quid a pair. So if you buy,
I mean, that ain't cheap for pants, is it?
It's not cheap, but it's not super expensive. It's not like sort of crazy expensive. But yeah, if you're paying 15 quid for a pair, you know, if you buy 10 pairs, but that sees you through for probably, a couple of years.
Yeah, that lasts me about a night, the way I do.
The way you shit yourself.
The way I tear them off. When I'm angry. When I'm angry and horny. The horny Hulk. His pants just split on the sides.
All his other clothes are normal, but his pants are in pieces, mate. But yeah, I do. It's one of them things, you know, I've talked about this before about clothes, like, there's certain things you can go a bit cheaper on, t-shirt, whatever. I reckon I can stretch to a sort of slightly cheaper t-shirt, but jeans and pants.
Yeah, I like the fit of things more. Like, if something fits me, I don't like. Yeah, I mean, you know, expensive things are. I mean, I can't argue that they are better quality. Like, I've got a couple of nice jeans now. Like, they're definitely better quality than a Primark pair. You can feel it. You know what I mean? It does feel good. But yeah, t-shirts, I don't mind. Socks, man, I just Primark it.
I mean, socks, again, I actually...
Five pairs for £3.50.
Yeah, but again, it depends on what type of socks you go for.
Sometimes when I don't do a wash, I go and buy another packet.
I do struggle, but I don't like Primark socks. I'm not buying expensive ones either, but... You know, just
the little ankle socks they do in the it's just at the till, and I just get those. They just like, I don't know.
On the secondary part of this question about pants is, what's with the demise of the flying pants?
What are flying pants?
The fly, as in like the sort of the gap to get your willy out in the pants.
Oh yeah, no one uses that though, do they?
Oh, well, this is the thing, no one
when
does.
When they're getting someone's dick out, do you use that?
But I do see, like, I know what he means, like, that that was a thing, wasn't it? But I think nowadays people do just go over the top, don't they?
Yeah, or out the side.
Yeah,
or pull them down to your ankles.
Yeah, that's what he does mention, actually.
There was always a kid in school, you go in the toilet in nursery or something, he had his trousers and pants down to his trainers.
Well, my mate Daniel used to do it for a laugh in pubs up until like 30.
Oh, that's
like,
so funny.
And he'd always do it. He'd go to if I mentioned I was going to go toilet, he'd just go to the toilet straight away, and he'd do it knowing that I was going to walk in like a minute. And he'd just go and stand at the urinal with his trousers and pants around his ankles, knowing that I was going to come in the door and just crack up, man. He got me so many times. He used to always do it in Wetherspoons in Wimbledon. It was such a funny sight to see.
Don't you think supermarket toilets are like the worst maintained toilets?
Yeah.
Even like you could go in a Waitrose or M&S or like, you know,
there's always tissue.
You go in a toilet,
everywhere.
You're like, dude, do you not think this needs to be maintained a bit?
And do you know what? I'm going to make could be a bit of judgment in this, what I'm about to say, but I think that's because they are a bit of a free for all.
Right. That's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/wearetvi.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. But if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you. Love you.
We actually changed the podcast.
I think you die of AIDS in an alleyway. I'm all right, bro.